a mini economic stimulus.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Senate is serving up something for everyone in an unemployment and tax credit extension bill it passed. Jobless Americans, business owners, even home buyers are all set to benefit if it makes it through the full Congress. But there are losers in the mix, too. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live to sort out this bag of goodies. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
A lot of partisan wrangling over this bill, and then it ended up passing the Senate 98-0. What gives there?
Well, there's enough in here to make everybody happy. As you mentioned, the extension of unemployment checks, more than a million people are running out of unemployment. They can't find jobs in the recession. They'll get up to 20 weeks of additional payments. The $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers, that'll now go through April, and you'd be able to get a credit for trading up as well. McMansion, here I come. And finally, big businesses will be able to take advantage of a small business tax break that small businesses already have. They'd get to recover corporate taxes that they paid in the boom times, writing them off against losses they've suffered in the recession.
And the price tag, I imagine a lot of digits, huh?
$20 billion, which, by the way, is fully paid for. They're going to delay a corporate tax break that multinationals were expecting to get on international interest payments.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us live. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Today, the European Central Bank kept its interest rates unchanged at 1%. After its meeting yesterday, the Federal Reserve said it'll keep interest rates exceptionally low for a while. That's an indication the economy is still sputtering. Markets, well, they're reflecting that fact. Shares in Europe are down right now, 0.5% or less. Asian stocks closed mostly lower, but Chinese shares were in the green again. Wall Street yesterday barely moved the needle. The Nasdaq slipped 0.1%, while the S&P budged up about 0.1%. The Dow was up 30 points to close at 98.02. CVS Caremark reported today its third-quarter profit rose 39%. That's partly from a pharmacy benefits boost and drugstore sales. We also got word from wholesaler Costco that sales at stores open at least a year rose 5%. But Children's Place, Stage Stores, and Limited Brands are reporting declines. And carmaker Toyota today said it's profitable again. Thousands of German auto workers walked off the job today. They're protesting General Motors' plans to scrap its deal to sell Opel to the Canadian auto parts maker Magna. Workers fear job cuts either way, but the nixing of the deal throws more uncertainty into the mix. Let's talk with the Financial Times European business correspondent Richard Milne, who's with us from London. Hi there.
Yeah, good morning.
What do you think is driving a lot of this anger and protest in Germany right now?
It's just a simple job calculation. The GM plan will mean more jobs go in Germany. The German workers thought that they'd got this great plan with Magna that would mean that they would actually be less affected than workers in other countries. And cars are a hugely important business in Germany. It's one in seven workers is involved. And that means it's a hugely political issue. And so I guess that's a game of chicken we're in now. GM is betting that Germany won't allow Opel to go bankrupt.
Is there anything positive that can come out of this, do you think?
Well, if we're looking at it from a GM point of view, I think it makes eminent sense for them to hold on to Opel. GM without Opel would have had a huge gap in the world. They wouldn't have had anything in Russia, Western Europe. So when they're now looking to possibly come back to the stock market next year, it makes much more sense to come and say, look, we really are a global car maker. We've got operations everywhere, rather than saying just, you know, we're a local US car maker. And the other thing that makes sense for GM is that there's a lot of technology, a lot of good engineering know-how in Opel. So in a sense, this might be the better solution. It's just causing a lot of anger.
Richard Milne, European business correspondent at the Financial Times in London. We do appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at SunGard.com. American Public Media presents Rising by Degrees, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
The real estate valuation company Clear Capital has released a report. It finds home prices nationwide are softening heading into the traditionally slow winter season. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The report says, on average, home prices are down more than 8% from this time last year. Alex Villacorta is senior statistician at Clear Capital. He says the good news is the period of huge swings in home prices appears to be ending.
The high gains that we saw during the summer are now coming down a little bit, showing a more traditional ebb and flow of seasonal cycles, something that we haven't seen since the downturn began more than 2 years ago.
He says that could mean an L-shaped recovery in the housing market, so 30% below the peak may be the new normal. I asked housing expert Andrew Jakubowicz at the Center for American Progress if this means the housing crisis is ending.
The answer to that question is, I think, is much more a function of the broader economy and job growth, as opposed to having so-called toxic mortgages still on the books that have yet to make their way through the system.
And we'll get an idea of how well we're doing on the labor front when the big October jobs report comes out tomorrow. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, you probably have already heard or saw on Fox last night, the New York Yankees are world champs again.
To the second baseman, Cano. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
While it's bad for the Phillies, it could be good for stocks. The New York Times quotes a research guy, Richard Peterson from Standard & Poor's, who says every year the Yankees won the World Series since 1936, the S&P 500 profited an average of 10% the following year. When they lost the championship, the index tanked the following year, an average of 13%. From Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.